It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. April 13th, 1983, Atari signs a long-term agreement with Williams Electronics, which gave Atari first refusal rights to Williams coin-operated arcade games. Also in 1983, John Sculley holds the first executive staff meeting at Apple Computer. 1997, Subbard Software releases the MacAmp MP3 player for Macs. And in 1999, a couple things here, Lewis Platt, who is the CEO of Hewlett-Packard, raises a controversy on Wall Street when he announces his intentions to generate a double-digit revenue growth in 1999. When the market closes, the firm's marketing department issues a statement elaborating on Platt's remarks and explaining that the double-digit refers to expected shipments of computers rather than financial results. The heavy metal group Metallica sues Napster in 1999. They alleged copyright infringement and racketeering. The United States prosecutors announce indictments against the five alleged internet child pornography traffickers. According to U.S. District Attorney Paul Coggins, the indictment is the first in history to target foreign webmasters and their corrupt co-conspirators in the United States. They name Thomas and Janice Reedy, who had allegedly collected over $1 million for providing clients access to child pornography sites hosted by three webmasters in Indonesia and Russia. And version 1.5.2 of the Python programming language is released. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. You know you want a drone. You're a techie kind of person. You like to have fun outdoors, and it is getting warmer now. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you got that first RC car, except this one flies. Connect the camera and record around your house. You can go to your park and put together some great videos of your kids playing ball, flying kites, and more. You can even get the ball or the kite's perspective. If you go over to geekazine.com/DJI, you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom 2. It's the one that I have and use all around Madison here. Then go out to the park and have yourself some fun. Geeky fun with DJI Technologies and the Phantom 2 drone. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, the website of the Porsche Club is hacked by Glue. In 2001, Apple Computer discontinues the PowerMac G4 667 computer. Also in 2001, IBM introduces the PowerPC Internet Appliance platform, the PowerPC IAP, that is. It's a new line of microchips for consumer electronic devices that are intended to drastically reduce the size and power requirements of internet appliances. They combined a microprocessor with other technologies such as touch screen management, memory drivers, and liquid crystal display drivers. The price of it was $60. Also in 2001, Yahoo announces that they will begin removing all adult-related merchandise, including pornography, from their auctions, classifieds, and shopping services. This came after a barrage of complaints from users. 2005, Gmail becomes available in several new languages, including British English, Dutch, French, German, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Portuguese, Spanish, Russian, and simplified and traditional Chinese. Also in 2005, in an interview, Intel co-founder Gordon E. Moore says of Moore's Law that it can't continue forever. The nature of exponentials is that you push them out and eventually disaster happens. Moore's Law is the tenet of the power of microprocessor technology will double every 18 months. In 2006, Google Calendar offers Gmail integration. Also in 2006, Panasonic announces its first Blu-ray disc player in the United States market. It's called the DMP-BD10. It would ship later in 2006 along with the first commercially available plasma HD TV. And version 1.0.8 of the Firefox is released. And in 2009, Intel issues a fix for solid-state drives. It's the X25 and X18 models that address an internal fragmentation issue, which was first reported back in February of 2009. And President Barack Obama changes policy to allow better telecommunication links to Cuba.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.